Welcome to the Weight Loss for Healthcare Providers podcast with Delaine MD, the podcast for healthcare professionals struggling to lose weight. If you are a physician, nurse, or other clinician looking to permanently shed those pounds, gain control, stop emotional eating, and live a fuller, more authentic, and happier life, Dr. Delaine Vaughn offers sustainable strategies and the support you need to overcome the challenges that undermine permanent weight loss. Hey guys, welcome back to the Delaine MD podcast. Thanks for coming. Today we are going to go over part two of our four-part series talking about thoughts. I want to remind everybody, if they're enjoying these podcasts, please, please, please leave me a rating and a review. Again, when you leave those ratings and reviews, that gets this information out to people who may also find it helpful. So if you found it helpful, they might too. Please leave me a rating and review. Also, I want to remind everybody, it's coming up, May the 4th. You know I want to say it, but I'm keeping it together. I won't do the Star Wars reference today, but May the 4th, we're going to be doing a seminar. I am going to be doing a seminar on Zoom. You can watch it from the comfort of your pajamas and your bed. You can just Zoom on in and you'll see me. Nobody else will see you. I can see you, but nobody else will be able to see you. Any of the other participants won't be able to see you. And then you can ask questions through the seminar. So the seminar is directed at those of you who are wanting to kind of jumpstart your weight loss for the summer. So it's going to be what you eat, why you eat it, what you should be eating, when we eat. There's going to be curriculum that goes along with this. The PowerPoint slides will be sent out to participants. Seminar notes and worksheets will be sent out to help you develop your protocol, to help you develop your eating plan, to help you work through your thoughts on it, and kind of help you set a goal so that you can be ready for the summer when it hits here shortly. So that is May the 4th. It is a $20 seminar. It's 90 minutes. And again, you'll have access to me to ask any questions as we work through things, any coaching that folks want, all of those things. So get in there and sign up. Space is limited. So if that's something you think you're interested in, get in there sooner than later and get signed up. And it's going to be a great time. I'm really, really looking forward to it. Today, we are talking about thought downloads. So this is the term that is used by some folks in the coaching industry, and I don't mind it. It's fine. It's similar to journaling. When I do it, I call it taking out the trash. So here's the deal, guys. This is basically looking at your thoughts, writing down your thoughts. You can do it every morning about your day that's ahead. You can do it every night about the day you had. You can do it at work about a frustrating patient. You can do it after an argument with your husband. You can do it whenever you want. You can do it multiple times a day. But I call it taking out the trash because you have about 60,000 thoughts floating through your brain every day. They are not all going to be winners, right? People have heard me say this before. Some of them are going to suck. Some of them are not going to serve you in any way. Some of those thoughts are going to lead to feelings. Remember, we talked about this last week. You have a circumstance. You have a thought, those thoughts lead to feelings, those feelings drive certain actions that give you certain results, right? So if you have 60,000 thoughts running through your head and they're not all going to be winners, probably a good chunk of those are going to suck, giving you crappy feelings, which lead to crappy actions. Remember, shitty thoughts get shitty results that give you bad results, right? So the thought download or taking out the trash is exactly what we're talking about. You're putting all of these thoughts that run through your head every day out onto paper. Okay, maybe you're not writing all 60,000 down, but when you're looking at a situation, your kid got a bad grade at school, and what you're making that mean, what thoughts you have about it, and how is that serving you, and is it getting you the results you want? Or you're looking at the argument with your husband and all the thoughts you're having about that and how you're feeling about it, the actions that you're having from those feelings, are they getting you the results you want? When you take some time to really evaluate and look at those thoughts critically, each day you can take out the trashy thoughts. You don't have to sit there and ruminate in them, right? Some examples. Oh my gosh, thank God we're out of the holiday season. I love, 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 love Christmas. I love the holiday season, but I certainly get overwhelmed, right? So I get stuck in these thoughts of too much to do and I'm never going to get it done. And why do I do this to myself? And
why is it like this? And I can't enjoy anything. I get stuck. I mean, I probably kill out 60,000 thoughts just about how busy I am. And then I sit there and I stew in it. I feel horrible. I feel overwhelmed. I feel like I'm never going to get on top of it. I feel like I'm failing and missing deadlines. And then my action is to just sit and ruminate in it. I don't do anything, which of course gives me evidence that I've got too much to do because I'm not really doing anything, right? So these are the times where you find that sitting down and looking at that thought, I've got too much to do. Now, is that really serving me? Am I getting the results that I want when I think that thought? So taking out the trash or thought download, that's what it looks like. So every day, I do this every morning. I do it as I plan for my day. So if I know I'm going to have a busy day at work and that I feel like that stress is probably going to drive me to want to buffer with food, then I will kind of start doing some thought downloading on that, writing out all my thoughts, putting them down on paper. Other times that I find taking out the trash and doing these thought downloads really helpful is if I'm going to an event. So say I'm going to a party, say I'm going to a wedding, say there's going to be people there. Maybe I'm going to be socially uncomfortable, or maybe there's going to be somebody there that I don't like particularly. And I know I'm going to have to spend time with that individual in a social situation. And I want to do that in an intentional fashion. I want to do that in a way that I get the best result I can possibly get. So say you're going into a summer party, a cocktail party at a friend's house, and there is going to be one of your friend's husbands you don't like. You think he's obnoxious, he's always saying things that you think are rude, or he's making you feel uncomfortable by some inappropriate joke, whatever it might be that happens. And you know this is going to happen. So this is a prime time where morning journaling, morning taking out the trash, morning thought downloading is really, really helpful. So I know that that's coming up. In the past, how I would have handled this would have been to buffer that discomfort away with food or drink, right? Typically, it would have been buffering it away initially with drink. After about 3 beers, I'm making all of the greatest decisions in the world. So then it leads to also eating things that I didn't really plan to eat, right? Or that I knew wasn't going to really serve my goals and my weight. So in the morning, when I sit down to look at how I want that party to go, I look at my thoughts. I know he's going to be there. I know he's obnoxious. He always says these things. He's chauvinistic. He's this, he's that, he shouldn't be this or that, right? I get into all, you know, those thoughts of what should or shouldn't happen, all that manual work we've talked about in the past, right? I look at them all and I decide which one is most bothersome to me. And typically it looks something like he's an ass or whatever it might be. He shouldn't do that. So I look at the feeling that I get from that. So he says women should be barefoot and pregnant. We'll just use that as an example. This is nobody particular. I'm just trying to find the most obnoxious example I can come up with. So the circumstance that goes in that C line would be he said at the last party we were at that all women should be at home and not working and barefoot and pregnant. My thought is he must think I'm a bad wife because I'm a professional who works outside of the home. My feeling is offended. My action is to ruminate in what he said and then see every other thing he says with a negative light to support that he's this chauvinistic pig that I've described him in my head to be. My result is that he must think I'm not a very good person because I'm sitting here having all these horrible thoughts about him, right? So I would work through that thought and I would see what the results are that I'm going to get. And then I would see how I want that party to go. Do I want my party, my time with my friends, having cocktails and drinks and enjoying the warm summer weather? Do I want it to be really spent dealing with this? I sure don't. So how am I going to look at it when I get there and my friend's husband is there and I don't really like him? How do I want to look at this? So naturally, we always want to jump to butterflies and rainbows, right? We want to jump to, he's great and wonderful, even though he's a chauvinistic pig, which obviously never feels real. So maybe what I typically come to that can at least allow me to start looking at anything different other than what I've seen in the past, which is he's a chauvinistic pig, right? is typically he behaves this way and that's okay. That's who he is. And it just has to be that simple. So when I have the circumstance, he said women should be barefoot and pregnant at home and not working. My thought is that's fine for him to think that. It's not, he's great. That's awesome. I love that he's a chauvinistic pig. That's not the thought I'm having, right? My thought is he thinks that. That's okay. That's his thought. My feeling is indifferent. And then my action is to go and find somebody else to be around at the party, not to hang around with him, and certainly not to engage him. You know what I mean? Not to engage and try to prove to him that no, women shouldn't be at home and pregnant all the time, right? And that gives me a result that that's his thought. That's okay. And I'm going to go do something else, right? So thought downloading or doing journaling or taking out the trash every day allows you to sit and critically evaluate the thoughts that you're having and how they serve you. And then look for a way that you're going to handle those situations with thoughts that serve you better. Or how you're just going to be in that scenario. How you want to feel about the party that you're going to. How you want to feel about your busy day at work. How you want to handle the Christmas dinner with your family and your, you know, all the stress that comes along with that. How I want to feel about Christmas time. Do I want to feel super overwhelmed? Do I want to spin out in all of these thoughts of everything that I have to do and then not really ever doing that? Is that what I want? Do I want to feel that way? No. It's Christmas time. I love everything about Christmas. I want to enjoy it. I want to enjoy it with my kids. I want to enjoy it with my husband. I want to enjoy it with my parents. I don't want to feel stressed. So in the morning, each day, reconnecting with how I want that to look. And instead of the thought that I don't have enough time to do everything, the thought that I've gone to that has been very helpful for me is there's always enough time. Literally, as long as you're alive and you have another breath in your lungs, all you got is more time. That's all you got. There's time. Just work through it and get it done. That has served me quite well when I get in those thoughts of there's not enough time. I don't have enough time. I'm never going to get it all done. Nope. There's time. You've got another breath in your lungs. You got more time. Get it done. That served me. But that took many, 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 many taken out of the trash, right, to get to. And it took deliberate, intentional effort to get to that thought. Because remember, you guys, we've talked about it 1,000 times. Your brain will always find evidence for the thoughts that you think. And if you have thought 1,000 times, it is very strong. There is a very strong neural connection in your brain that supports that thought, that that thought runs on. The more you think it, the stronger that connection gets. It takes awareness and deliberate processes to break that neural connection and build a new neural connection. Okay? And that's where kind of taking some time and dedicating it to looking at your thoughts and really sifting through them every day, all 60,000 of them, okay, maybe not all of them, but sifting through the ones that are really giving you a hard time and not giving you the results you want is so important. So that is thought downloading or journaling, or again, taking out the trash, I just think is the most appropriate way to look at this. Taking out the trash this morning, I'm looking at my thoughts and I'm taking out the trashy ones. So I would encourage you guys to start this next week. Start doing this. Again, you can do it 5 times a day if you want to. I think I would do it. My husband's always like, seriously, are you journaling again? And I'm like, well, I got to work through something. But I think that, you know, take some time this week. You work through it a couple times. Do a thought download. Do some journaling. Take out the trash. Look at your thoughts. Run those thoughts through that model. What is the circumstance? What is the thought that I'm having? This is the thought that I've written down. What feeling am I getting from that? What action do I take when I feel that way? And what result do I get? And look at those things and critically evaluate how those thoughts that are giving you a hard time, what results you're getting. And start to see maybe where those thoughts aren't serving you. That's the first step. We all want to jump to butterflies and rainbows. We're not there yet. You need to be aware. You need to see all the times that that thought comes up and then be aware and recognize my thought is the problem here. It's not the circumstance going on here. It's the thought that's the problem. It's not the list of things that I have to do at Christmas time that's the problem. That's not the problem at all. My thought that I'm so overwhelmed that I've got too much to do, that is always the problem. At your summer party, whatever the friend's husband said about women being barefoot and pregnant, that is not the problem. Whatever he said is not the problem. It's your thought that he must think I'm a bad person because I'm not barefoot and pregnant. I have a job outside the home. Or your thought, he's a chauvinistic pig. Or whatever other thoughts you might have. That's what leads you to be offended. Not what he said. Because there's plenty of people out there that aren't offended at all by him saying that, right? Your thought is what leads to that. It's never the circumstance. And that's the first part of this awareness process. Being aware that it's not the circumstance that's the issue. It's my thought that's the issue. And it doesn't serve me. It gets me these results that do not serve me. So try that this week. Tell me how it goes. Questions, you always know how to get a hold of me. DelaneMD.com or on Facebook at DelaneMD. And next week, I will be back and we will be talking about the intentional thought models and kind of working into those new thoughts that do maybe get you the results that you want. And I know everybody wants to jump into that real quick because we think that I just want to get to the results. I want to get to the results. I want to get to the results. You'll get there. But this is a process. So I will talk to you guys more about that next week. You guys have a great week. Talk to you later. Bye. You've been listening to the Delane MD Weight Loss for Healthcare Providers podcast with Dr. Delane Vaughn. To learn more about life and weight coaching with Dr. Delane Vaughn, visit www.delanemd.com.
The bus. Ha ha. Ho ho. Scheiße, wo ist mein Kaffee?